Blog Talk Radio.
Because guess what, Gibby, he's back. The immortal Hulk Hogan is being reinstated into the WWE. That's huge, bro.
Yeah, especially for him. I mean, it was away from him for 3 years, and now he's back. So no worries.
Somebody's got his phone on. we're here, we're live here on the All Star Radio Network. Scott, you just did your episode of your new podcast Monday.
Yeah.
Tell everybody how it was.
It was really well. I was a little worried at the beginning. You know, I never know. We won't know until it's over with, if it's recorded or not. And we had nobody listening, like, to let us know. But it went really well. We where we cover wrestling here, we cover just about everything else. We go anywhere from movies to conspiracy theories to sports to news to music. I mean, whatever we want to talk about, we just talk about.
So this weekend we got, of course, we're joined by Nick Dinsmore in a few minutes. A lot of you guys know him as Eugene, former WWE superstar, and a lot of people. The nephew of Eric Bischoff.
Yeah, Eric Bischoff's nephew. A lot of people know that. That's crazy.
So we'll be joined by Eugene here in a few. Let's go over our wrestling rate top news headlines. We got top five here this weekend.
We need a noise to go along with.
Yeah, I guess we could go.
Like breaking news.
Yeah, it would be. Or I guess we could do.
There you go.
Your top wrestling rate news of the week. Well, number one is Hulk Hogan being reinstated into the WWE Hall of Fame. 2 years, almost 3 years?
3 years
that he's been out of it and everything like that. Listen, man, so everybody's got their own opinion. Of course, I found out last night, I don't know if you read it, that it was false of everything going on about Titus Hill. Apparently, everything that was supposedly he said, he did not, shake Hogan's hand. Hogan didn't come up to him or anything like that. But,
what you're saying is you can't believe everything
you hear. You can't believe everything you hear on the internet. Yeah, the dirt sheets are not 100% true all the time. But, too long, man. I mean, you do a little punishment because you realize we have all said shit that we should have not said. I know you've done it. I've done it plenty of times. I still today say shit that I don't need to be saying. And I've catch myself, oh, shit, I'm going to regret that. Okay, this was in his own private. He was invaded. His prison was invaded. And by the way, we apologize for the dogs. We're doing this in the studio here today. But privacy was invaded. So, I mean, it's in a way like, okay, he shouldn't have said it.
Right.
But he's also in the heat of the moment. His daughter, finally, he doesn't agree with. I mean, because apparently this guy was not a good guy. And, he was being recorded, man. My opinion should have never been taken out of the hall.
Yeah, he was, that was the punishment.
And Booker T said on Xbox podcast yesterday, Xbox 1, 2, 3, 6, 360, he said it. He said, look, he said, shouldn't even been, you know, offended. I mean, to me, like I said, man, I mean, I'm not saying what he did was right. It wasn't. But his privacy was invaded. And that was 2 years ago, though.
Yeah.
When that was, you know, that he did say that. So, I mean, it's like the whole Paula Deen thing. You know, she was being gunpointed at a fucking gun robbery. And, you know, we're not going to get all into all that shit. But right now, he's just been reinstated.
Right. I still think they're going to ease him back on TV. I don't think they're going to, like, bring him back to TV. Mm-hmm. But he would have been a good general manager.
Yeah, he would have been a real good one. For. I mean, I guess if when Kirk's done.
So I was more thinking, like, Paige.
Paige. You
think I don't think she's getting the job done. It's just, it's.
You don't think she, you know, a lot of people believe, like, Jim Ross, he's really high on her.
I don't like her.
You don't like her as a GM.
I love Paige. I don't like her as a GM.
It sucks that she's her career's done.
Yeah. It does. But maybe she'll have a Daniel Bryan.
He's back. I'm excited. He's back in the WWE Hall of Fame where he should have been the whole time. I've also have heard, now, like we said, you can't believe what you hear on the internet.
Right.
But it's been reported by a lot of WWE officials. Just reinstatement to the locker room, and he went in and apologized to the locker room and everything, was also recorded by WWE 24 for the network. So,
of course.
Yeah, Vince like, oh, God damn it, I got to make some money out of your shirt. Oh, brother, we're going to do something. Record me. Apologize to these guys. Brother.
Yeah, I did.
Say you're sorry and you made it. Damn it.
I did see a rumor saying that he's going to. Bobby Lashley is going to go on the SummerSlam, defeat Brock Lesnar, and Hogan is going to crown him the champion. I saw that rumor. I don't.
I'm excited about that.
The validity of it, but there is a rumor that he's going to be the one to crown Bobby Lashley.
You know, the colors are red and yellow as they're doing these, you know, SummerSlam.
Yeah.
So maybe he'd be the guest host of SummerSlam. So see you on that. Number two, top line, the Pittsburgh crowd last Sunday.
Ruined
and
a lot of
and Extreme Rules. Dude, they were just so disrespectful. I mean, the whole time the clock was going down, they counted down like you were in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
The AJ Styles roof match, and they try to have that match. And it's like, what the fuck? Why can't you just come to a fucking. I understand there's a boring match.
Right.
But those were not boring matches.
That whole. Even the Lashley Reigns match was. All from top to bottom.
Yeah, the Lashley Reigns match, a lot of people didn't expect that to go as well as it did.
Yeah.
It went over. It went way over what people expected. Bob Lashley and Roman Reigns. I was like, man, he's got to win the WWE title. And then he left.
The WWE ECW champion.
Yeah, he was the WWE ECW champion, the United States champion. Then he went to TNA, won the TNA title like 4 or 5 times. Actually, won all the TNA titles at one point. He was the X Division champion, tag champion, everything. So, Lashley, I hope this fuck you. That was
like,
terrible.
I get that.
Yeah, but like
you
I said.
You pay.
Yeah.
You could do it. Honestly, there's a great show lined up. You should just pay attention. Go with the flow. Don't sit there and try to hijack it. Just like you think you're in London or something. Because they like to hijack, hijack the show.
But they don't get many shows, though. I mean,
exactly.
So, I mean, that's different from
it
wasn't
the
UK crowd.
WrestleMania that you should, but I get that you pay the commission. You should be able to do what you want.
Yeah.
But at the same time, be respectful to the competitors that are in the ring that are putting their life on the line for you. And you can't even pay attention to the damn match.
We talked about this last Thursday, technical problems with the interview with Abyss. We actually we're going to cut the interview with Abyss and put it down there because you can hear us just bitching and moaning about what was going on. I was bitching and moaning. Scott was just sitting calm and collected. But we do have the interview with Abyss. We're going to put it back up. Thank you again for Abyss. But we talked about this last week. Ring of Honor New Japan headlining Madison Square Garden during WrestleMania weekend. Now we find out they're going to get NXT.
Head-to-head.
Yeah. I just don't think that's a good idea.
It's not.
It'd be a good
Actually,
idea.
I believe we said that it would be a good idea last week if they went head-to-head with NXT.
The Hall of Fame, I think they should Friday night.
Yeah.
Okay, but head to head on Saturday night with, you know, NXT, it's just not going to go good, man. I know a lot of the top, you know, Dave Meltzer and all those guys, they believe it's going to sell out. I don't think it's going to sell out. I think Ring of Honor and New Japan's going to lose their ass off here because it's a garden. It's very, very expensive to rent. Like, WWE spends some high money, and they always sell out because it's unique when WWE comes there. But, I mean, I know you're going to have your Kenny Omegas, your Cody's, the Young Bucks, and all that, but I just don't see them selling
out. But at the same time, is Kenny Omega's name over here bigger than some of the guys in NXT? Because they're more mainstream over in the United States, you know what I'm saying? I'm not putting Kenny Omega down at all. But
it depends. Also, man, who says that Cody's back in WWE about the time, you know? I don't know what his contract situation is with Honor New Japan. But I do know they did sign a new contract with New Japan. And
I saw in an interview, though, that they did say they would like to go to the WWE one day.
Yeah, so the money, you know, WWE would pay him the money. But I just don't think it's a good idea. I can't give him props. I mean, this is history. It's the first show in the Madison Garden, that's not a WWE event. That's Vince's home. That's the house that McMahon built. You know, AJ Styles, SmackDown's, you know,
right,
house that AJ built. Madison Square Garden for wrestling is what Vince McMahon built. WWE and WWF and all that stuff.
Do you think they continue on back there?
I say no. It's going to be such a money loss, man. It's not going to look good.
And they lost Barclays Center.
And there's a shitload of money to pay. Oh, you talking about WWE going back to the Garden?
Yeah, WWE.
I see them going back to the Garden for the house shows, but they haven't done a pay-per-view at the Garden in years. They haven't done a Raw at the Garden in years. Now, they did that special not too long ago.
Yeah, but it was at the Manhattan Center.
No, they did one. They did a special Madison Square a couple weeks ago. But I don't know, man. I just don't see that going well. But then again, who knows, man? This is, you know, the wrestling business.
And like I said, they love the Barclays Center, so.
Yeah, and it's bigger and holds more. So, this Sunday, Impact Wrestling Slammiversary pay-per-view has sold out.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that? Impact Wrestling has sold out. Event. TNA's been struggling. I still call TNA. TNA has been struggling for years. And I mean, they're going to be filming for 2 days after the pay-per-view for Impact tapings.
I believe it's headlined by Aries and Moose, right?
Yes, Aries and Moose, Impact Heavyweight Championship, World Heavyweight Championship. Mask versus Hair, Pentagon Jr. versus Sammy Callahan. I mean, there's some good matches on here. Brian Cage versus Matt Stadell for the X Division title. Don't get that because it's the X Division. I mean, Brian Cage can't fly. I mean,
no limits.
Yeah, no limits. So,
and honestly, he flies around there better than the X Division wrestlers.
That is true. But good job for Impact Wrestling and Don Callis and Scott the River and TNA.
They deserve it.
And you know, the partnership with Lucha Underground helped him a lot. I mean, you got Johnny Mundo, Nitro, Morrison, Impact. He returns this Sunday. Makes his return back to Impact this Sunday. You got his wife, Taya Vastron, over there. I mean, you got all the guys, you know, Pentagon and Phoenix and Rich Swann.
Swagger will show up.
Jack Swagger, Jack Strong. What's he call himself on Lucha Underground? Jack Swagger, you know, we're going to try to get him on the podcast here soon for ASW. We'll be down in Madison. Are you going to Madison?
I'm doing everything.
There he goes. I'll be in Madison. If I have to do that interview by myself, I'll be like, Scott, you should have been here. But we're going to have Jack. We're going to do our best to get Jack Swagger on the show. Might get him on next Thursday. We're trying to figure our guest out for next Thursday. But, that'll be a good one. Jack Swagger with Impact.
I think he can headline the shows. He's got the name.
Yeah, he's got the name for World Heavyweight Champion.
Speaking of World Heavyweight Champion.
Before we do this, if you don't want to hear what we're about to say, close your ears, podcast, if you're listening to this on delay, because this is a spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. This is the last time I'm saying that. Spoiler alert.
One more time.
Spoiler alert.
All
right. Last night at Full Sail University, and a few Full Sail. Here, you go ahead and say it.
Full Sail University, Tommaso Ciampa, defeated Aleister Black to win the NXT Heavyweight Championship.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I've done a show with him. We talked
about
this.
I love the guy.
Yeah, dude, he's awesome. When I first got my impression of Tommaso, he's kind of dickish. And it comes to play, man. It's like, oh, yeah, he's kind of a dick. But he got, later on in the day, he kept joking. You know, he's more open about it. But a hell of a match with Rocky that I booked. And I was very proud of him. Talking about five-star match, did they his red, his chest was red, and it was fucking crazy, dude. But yeah, I'm very excited about Tommaso. Now we found out with all that going on last night that it will be a triple threat match for the NXT Championship at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn.
Brooklyn 4, I believe.
Brooklyn 4. It will be Aleister Black and Tommaso Champion versus Johnny Gargano.
Which we called on last week.
Yeah, we called last night. We were just talking about
I was like, it'd be so cool if that's what they're gonna do, because you see it, like, because like I said the week before, you could see when Gargano was in Aleister kill it, get in the face, and then you could see that it was coming.
Yeah, and it was pretty cool. Speaking of NXT, did you watch NXT last night?
I did not.
I didn't either. I work on Wednesday nights, and which I'll work every night now. The Wrestling Podcast, we move to a new time. August 2nd, Saturday, or Thursday, August 2nd, will be between to 5, 4 Central. So if you're on your way home, listen to the podcast.
On your way home. It's always on the site.
Yeah, it's always on the site. You can also go on iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. Look up the All Star Radio Network and listen to our podcast, Scott and Matt's Excellent Adventure. Is that what it's called?
Excellent podcast.
Hey, coming soon. Filthy Animals. The Bayou
One. Yeah,
coming soon.
Yeah.
We're going to try to work on some more. The Budcast, which is going to be a podcast with me, you, and Mark, which is going to sit around, drink some beer, and talk about shit that's on our mind, sports, movies. Pretty much what you and Matt do,
yeah,
too. But just, you know, just bullshit around, talk politics, because we different, have a little bit of different politics. I don't really get Mark and you and Mark go more into it than anything else.
I'll say, no, politics, because it's not that we disagree. It's just that that's one thing we said that we wouldn't want to cover is politics. So if I don't like covering politics.
Who doesn't cover politics? No,
yeah, one. I'm not a politician. So also, but we also wanted to tell everybody the results of our Facebook and Twitter polls. You guys wanted to see Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam, and on Facebook, with a whopping 73% of the votes, you guys picked Bobby Lashley. But that's not all. On Twitter, it's even higher. On Twitter, it's 75% Bobby Lashley over Roman Reigns. So clearly, everybody at least, and our fans of the show, are tired of Roman Reigns' main event against Brock Lesnar. What is he, 0-5 against Brock Lesnar now?
Yeah. Even though they'll say, you know, he technically should have won Saudi Arabia and all that shit. Nothing against
just
Roman
Reigns. Just because he rolled to his left.
Yeah. Roman Reigns is a good athlete. He really is. The bottom line is, he's not getting over with the fans.
And it's hard to believe that he's lost 5 and he wins the one that matters. Like, what? Like, how do you get behind that?
He hasn't beat Brock Lesnar yet. I mean, because the guy who did beat Brock Lesnar was Rollins. Well,
right.
Technically, Rollins.
Rollins
beat Reigns.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time. I think Goldberg and Cena and Triple H are the only ones that have clean victories over.
Yeah.
Lesnar since his return.
Yeah. Yeah. Cena, Goldberg, and Triple H.
Triple H.
Yeah. Going 3. And speaking of Lesnar, you know, we talked about this last week with the whole podcast.
Yeah.
Thing getting messed up. Him showing up at the UFC, what were your thoughts on that?
Honestly, I didn't know he was there. So, you know, you're watching the pay-per-view live, and to hear Cormier call him out, then he walks into the game, like, what the hell? Like, so basically what it is what Daniel Cormier said is the week before that, he went back into testing pool. So he's got to off the title. I mean, they should have just stripped him of it.
The Universal title?
Yeah, the Universal title. But he's going to... They would say in November, but there's no way. He's got to be in that testing pool for 6 months. There's no way that they could fight in November. The next... Probably
January.
January, yeah.
You're saying that's what Jim Ross was saying too. January,
yeah.
You know, and then these match graphics are coming with
where does your math add at six at July and November?
they're true indie wrestling. I guess they read the dirt piece. But yeah, man, that fucking result, which we'll come up with a new Twitter
overwhelming.
Question.
Overwhelming. That's not even like
he just destroyed. And dude, it was like we had like over 100 votes for Bobby Lashley on Facebook and a good on Twitter. I mean, Bobby Lashley. He's getting himself over right now, and I even voted Lashley.
I voted Lashley. I actually saw where Paul Heyman is actually doing writing for this feud.
Yeah, Paul Heyman's writing now for WWE. So that's going to be very interesting. And well,
maybe Heyman sees the money in the Lashley versus I see it.
Chan Wiser.
I had Wendy's fork.
He had a Scotty doesn't know Baconator. Oh, Scotty doesn't know push-ups from it's Wendy.
I'll tell you what though, I love physical therapy came straight here. I tell you what, those girls know stretches that would make Daniel Bryan jealous.
Did you get your shirt? I mean, don't look pink, man.
I try my best to get the pink out. It's you can still see
a little bit,
especially in the light. When I pulled it out of my closet, it was dark, so I was like, oh,
I was sitting here like, it don't look like I'm like,
it's still got a little bit of a pinkish hue to it, but
we need to get those t-shirts ordered so we can
for
Broadway, or not Broadway, Boardwalk Beach, which we can't advertise that enough. It's Saturday, August 25th, that's right, it's going to be headlined by Sting, the Icon, and this year's WWE Hall of Famer, Bill in the Bullet Club, biggest Bullet Club meet and greet ever, and the Marine Squad's going to be there as well. Yeah. There, I mean, you got Victoria, Kelly. I mean, just they keep adding people, man. Just every day they're adding.
Yeah, it's a huge show.
So you go to standalonewrestling.com, get your tickets for that. Rich Swann, actually, Decay is going to be there.
Yeah, Decay.
Decay reunion. So that's going to be unique and. Very cool. So wait till we get down there, man. We're going to be doing some podcasting down there. We're going to be doing a live podcast. We'll be doing it at 4 o'clock that evening down in Atlantic City. So we're going to have guests come in and on. We're going to have a little setup, and we're going to have it. It'll be awesome, dude. I can't wait till we do it. We're also going to be doing some recording down there. For
people
future.
Are going to be absolutely jealous of us.
It's going to be what it is. So we'll be down to probably leaving Friday. There a little early, so we're not going to make it for the dinner, but we could make it for the dinner, but I want to get down there, get into our room, get settled in, maybe go down to a casino and hit, you know, spend $20 here.
I do like blackjack.
Yeah, so, but we can't wait to be there.
It goes along because I went to the casino here in Cross Plains. $20 actually goes along.
Yes, and $20 can make you a lot of money if you're smart with it. So
I wasn't very I went a long time before a long
time. I remember that one time I went to the Mardi Gras casino down here. It was one of our friends, Mark's dad was there, and I went down there with $20 and I hit the nickel machine and I was at fucking $200 and some. And I'm Chandler. I'm still gonna do this machine after you do it, which I never, you know. I end up walking out with $20. I went in there with bucks, walked out with $340. Over $340. So you can't beat that, man.
Yeah, $20 on chips to play blackjack, and then of course beer and food and everything.
But there's another food there.
Yeah, there's not more.
It's always a good night. So I'm looking forward to go down to Atlantic City, Jersey. I've never been to Atlantic City. It's a bucket list to go to Las Vegas. I guess the next thing is Atlantic City if you can make it to Las Vegas.
Right.
It's fucking too hot for Las Vegas as well. So, Extreme Rules, man. A lot of people were – we also did a fan vote on that, and it was – let me get my phone out. bad, dude. I think it was, like, terrible. The fans just did not get into thumbs up or thumbs down. Let me pop up the Facebook here. It was 46% thumbs up, 54% thumbs down, and a total of 157 votes. A lot of people did not enjoy Extreme Rules.
Honestly, I think, okay, mute the crowd. I bet you'd enjoy that pay-per-view.
What'd you think about Kevin Owens?
Dude, he is crazy. Like, he is,
you
like,
know, that, he has the right to say, I don't want to do it. He can say no.
Yeah,
no.
But he does it.
He does it.
To be honest with you, knowing the way Kevin Owens is, he probably called that spot himself.
Mm-hmm.
Once they said, well, going through the cage thing, but I didn't think he was going to go off the cage and win.
On Twitter, we also did that. Your thoughts on Extreme Rules pay-per-view? It was 8% thumbs up, 63% thumbs down, and 29% okay. So
I thought Extreme. I don't like the fact that not every match was Extreme Rules type match. Didn't that used to be the rule?
Every match. Kind of gimmick,
yeah, though. Yeah, but I think Rusev match was as good as it was gonna be. The Iron Man match was phenomenal.
The Iron Man match was phenomenal. Me and you, you messaged me earlier tonight. Said, "Oh man, he might finally get the
main event."
I said, "That or the IC title," and which was the first time the IC title. The IC title was defended in 17 years. And it was unique.
I think they put it on last so that they were trying to get the fans to not hijack it. Because they're like, if we put Reigns and Lashley on last, they're going to walk out like when they did Backlash with Reigns and Smojo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that was a fucking awesome
match. That was a good match, too, yeah.
Anything with Samoa Joe. You know, Joe and... Samoa Joe and AJ, they make Roman look like $1 million when they fight them. So, I mean...
And Roman Reigns is capable, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to put the guy down because he's a very capable wrestler. But let's face it, he's no AJ Styles.
No, he is not. He is not the phenomenal AJ Styles, that is for sure.
Speaking of phenomenal, do you like his new t-shirt?
I love his new t-shirt. You brought that up to me the other day.
Yeah, I was like, I was shocked that you hadn't seen it yet.
I've just been so, like, giddy, man. Right now we're going to be joined by a special guest. It's not Eugene right now. We'll be getting him here very soon. This guy is a booking agent in New Jersey. He's a legendary. He's a booking agent for the Iron Sheik. He's Mr. ESS himself, Eric Sims. He's here on the Wrestling Rage podcast. Hello, Eric. How's it going, big man?
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. How are you? How's everything going?
Hanging in there, big.
How's it going out there?
Going good, man. Going good.
Fantastic.
So, tell us some stuff that Mr. Eric Sims got coming up. You're busy man.
I am. It's we got this weekend with Eugene. A big. Got a couple seminars with him and an autograph session and the SWF live show. So it's going to be real packed. All the information is on my website. It's esspromotions.com. We're in Philadelphia Friday night. We're in Queens Saturday morning. And then in Booton, New Jersey, Saturday night. So, please come out and support us. And just check all the information out on the ESS Promotions website over there. And it gives you all the details of exactly where we're going to be and what we're doing.
Here on the podcast has also been promoting the Boardwalk Beatdown. You're going to be there with a special couple of guests on your own.
So that's right, at the end of the summer, yep. The Boardwalk Beatdown at the end of the summer, and I got Val Venus over there and Gorgeous George. Remember her from managing the Macho Man, Randy Savage, WCW. She also dated him for a little bit. But anyway, it seems like it's going to be a monstrous show over there. Goldberg, Sting, Bullet Club, Gary Michael Capetta is doing his one-man show, and we're doing Cannabis Summit with Val Venus. That's right. Anything you want to know about cannabis and the such, because it's a very hot topic right now. We're going to have a little Q&A with that, and I suggest everybody come and support that, because it's everything you want to know, you will know about that. You got a question for Val, you want to challenge Val, you want to debate Val, which I don't think is a good idea, but if you want to get out there and do it, feel free to there'll be a forum for that, and looks like it's going to be an entertaining thing. It's going to start at 4:20 in the afternoon. So
that's what I was going to say. I think
looks like it's going to be fun. You're going to be out there too, you guys. You got a table out there.
We're going to be doing a live podcast. Yeah, we're going to be down there representing Chan Man Design, the graphic company, and we're going to be down there doing the podcast live. So we'll be having a great time. Great night. Everybody can get their tickets at stablewrestling.com, or check out the guest list, because it's a who's who's of guest list, man. There's no wrestling kitchen right now, I think, that has that kind of a guest list right now.
There's a bunch of conventions coming up, but nothing's really being announced too much just yet.
So, Eric, tell us some stories about you. I've told Scott some stories about you, about old XMs and the old going. He's been on Howard Stern and all kinds of stuff with the Iron Sheik.
I've been doing this for 33 years. And for anybody who doesn't know me, my name is Eric. I run a company called ESS Promotions. I act as a middleman, an agent, a middleman, however you want to look at me, for a bunch of professional wrestlers. I help broker negotiate stuff between the talent and the sponsors. And I'm pretty successful, and kind of everybody else that you see doing it is pretty much learned either directly or indirectly from me. And I'm kind of happy about that, because I'm one of the OGs of doing this stuff. But I just plug and steady, as much as I can. So I've got 100 different guys on the roster. All on a rotating basis. It's basically whoever the promoter or sponsor wants, and that's who we'll bring in. And, we just go from there. We just try to make good weekends out of it and try to have good time with everybody, try to make a little money.
It's all it's about, it's making that money. And it's no BS, that's his motto.
It's no BS, business and success end in ESS. I got a million catchphrases. The newest hottest thing now is who wants to work with Eric, the takeoff of Elias. I haven't really hit the videos with that yet. As soon as I get a chance to make some of the Facebook Live videos, I'll be getting them out. But I've been doing some of that stuff. So just trying to parody some stuff and just trying to create things, be different, and keep my spot in the marketplace.
One thing you'll notice, Derek Sims, in Facebook Live videos, is his neck pillow. Always has to have his neck pillow on.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't need it.
That's in the car. When I get in the car. Let me tell you something about that, okay? It's one, it's comfortable. Two, driving out that. A lot of people sometimes drive with your neck in flexion. That means tilted forward. Then if you tilt your head back, there's a little space in between the headrest and your neck. So the pillow, that neck pillow takes that all away and makes it a more comfortable drive. While everybody knocks it, I'm driving in comfort. So, I'll take
like
comfort over getting ripped about it any day of the week.
Hey,
I drive a lot. I think I'm going to have to steal that idea.
Yeah, put a neck pillow on. I got my neck pillow. He said when he drives a lot, he said he's going to steal the idea from you. He said that sounds like a genius idea.
It is. It's comfortable. Listen, we're on the road all the time. It's a lot of traveling, this or that. You got to put up a lot of BS. Why don't you be comfortable with doing it?
Hey, we'll be on the road 8 hours on a to Atlantic City in August, so maybe you should do that. We'll be heading from
You got an 8-hour drive to Atlantic City, yeah. Yeah, I got about an hour. I'll be in Philly the night before, so I'll have about an hour. I have about an hour drive to get to Philly for on that morning.
Yeah. So
get your hotels early. It's expensive. Atlantic City is very expensive. So
yeah,
casino hotels are very expensive. My suggestion is stay just outside of town and called Upseekin. You know, get it for $100 or less a hotel room, 5 miles away.
We're about 8 miles from where the venue's going to be. It was like nine a night.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. What town? Where are you staying? What town?
Ramada Inn.
Huh?
That's fine. It's in Atlantic.
I can't remember the town.
I can't remember the town, but I know it's a Ramada Inn. It's 8 miles from the venue. So.
Yeah. Probably on the Black Horse Pike or something like that. Yeah.
We go to Rural Kentucky.
Yeah, they got a bunch of hotels out there.
Yeah, so when we go to Owensboro, we stay at Ramada Inn down there, so it's always been a good venue, good place to stay at.
Fantastic.
Good, well, Eric, I can't wait to meet you down in Atlantic City, and I'll get you Photoshop shit.
Fantastic. Good talking to you guys. It's www.esspromotions.com is the website. No BS. With ESS, and everybody have a sensational day.
All right. Thank you very much. You have a good night.
Be good. Bye-bye.
Bye. So that is Mr. Eric Sims right there. Unique character. He is indeed. We're still waiting for Eugene to call in here on the podcast. While we're waiting on him, well, I guess we will run some. We got to pay some bills. You know, right now I can't mention them. But I am in talks with a sponsor, possible sponsor. They are sending me a sample of their product, and I am using their product. And if I like their product, we're going to negotiate a deal. And I'm very excited about that. And I feel like my wife's going to really like their product as well. So, it'll be unique. It's going to be fun. So hopefully that deal goes through. But till now, if you want to be a sponsor of the Wrestling Rage podcast, where you not only will be a sponsor of the Wrestling Rage podcast, you'll also be a sponsor of
Matt and Scott's excellent podcast, the Bio Animals
podcast. Bio Animals, and all the other podcasts that will be coming to the network very soon. All you got to do is just email at wrestlingragepodcast@gmail.com, and we'll hook you up with the rate that you won't believe. And you'll be advertised. Your logo will be on everything we do. You print a banner out when we go to these shows, your logo, we'll do it, and we'll put you, if you got an ad that you have on the radio, we'll put it on the podcast. But until then, here's the only sponsor we have. Hey guys, this is Chris Chandler with the Wrestling Rage Podcast. And if you are running a pro wrestling event, MMA, boxing event, or just looking for some top-notch graphic design work done, then contact me at chanmandesigns@chanmandesigns.com for all your graphic needs and receive 10% off your first order. That's at chanmandesigns.com. Hey, we're back on the Wrestling Rage Podcast. Scott's over here laughing his ass off because I just told him what that potential sponsor.
It is a very unique
sponsor. Very unique, and you always will know very soon how I enjoy it and how much he enjoys it. So anybody listens to Wrestling Guests, I'm sure they know what I'm talking about.
They probably have a gist.
Yeah, they're going, oh yeah, you're done, buddy. So I guess while we're waiting, we'll talk about Raw and SmackDown. So
they were really good this week.
Yeah, the three ways. They started off with a bang. I mean, having Kurt Angle come out there and laying it down. What's going to happen if Brock Lesnar does not come to terms, or he's not there? Paul Heyman comes out. Paul Heyman teases the fans. You know, well, Brock Lesnar is here. And Brock. And USC, we're in the universal title.
I sound like
he ain't gonna allow anything. Vince McMahon ain't paying him the WWE logo. That's not happening. So all that happened. He finally agreed. Brock Lesnar will defend the title at SummerSlam. When Lashley came out, I thought, it's automatically Lashley. Because the pop that he got with the fans and this the facial look of Paul Heyman, oh shit.
He wasn't the only one who got a nice pop.
No, he wasn't.
Drew McIntyre did. He even got a guest chant.
He's going to be a force very soon. And like he said, I'm sure kept the IC on that. The Universal title, he's got his eyes on. I mean, by WrestleMania, he will be in the picture for the Universal title.
Right, so do you think Brock even makes it to SummerSlam as champion?
Brock Lesnar?
Yeah. Hear me out. He's scheduled to be on July 30th, I believe.
He has one appearance left on his contract.
Exactly. And he's supposed to be appearing on Raw. Strowman's got the Money in the Bank contract. But if Strowman cashes in before he even makes it to SummerSlam.
Oh, shit. Didn't even think about that. See, my thought was, if...
As soon as I saw that he was advertised at Raw, I was like, but it's... He's going to drop the title on Raw from
him. Yeah.
But I could be wrong. They could have negotiated something else out, but there's no news coming out.
No news. I mean, unless it's like a one-shot deal of, hey, you know, we'll pay you for if you can, you know, do Raw, we'll give you such amounts of money or whatever. But, no, I didn't think about that. That's actually very smart, dude.
I'll tell you what, both of those triple matches
were great.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I feel like the first one was better than the main event.
What in the world? Well, that was great that we heard ourselves for a second. Sorry about that, fans. Somehow the podcast got, you know, recorded.
Kind of took us by surprise.
Yeah, it took us by surprise. So
talking about my game a little bit, but I was thinking the one that went on was the Reigns, McIntyre, and Balor. That could have been the main event, but knowing Reigns was going to win, you really don't want Reigns in the main event. And that was the better of the two Triple Threat matches, but they were both.
I didn't think Reigns was going to win. I thought Balor was going to win.
Yeah, I did too.
Because, I mean, 2 years ago, Balor beat Roman Reigns at SummerSlam to Universal title. He beat Roman Reigns 2 years ago. And through the way he did it, but, I mean, just Drew McIntyre, you know, it was Balor's match until McIntyre got back in there.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say here is, whatever it takes to get a champion full time on Raw, I'm good with. I don't care who wins it, as long as we get a full time champion on Raw. But that also means that AJ's probably never going to win a Raw pay per view.
Unless he'll face Daniel Bryan or I don't know.
Paige is going to announce AJ's opponent for some reason.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Everything's good. There we go. We'll talk about that here in a second. We'll talk about the other Triple Threat. But Bobby Lashley, Elias, and Seth Rollins, they had a good match as well. Like I said, I agree with you. The first match was better. Bobby Lashley was successful that one. So now we got a rematch. It seems like all we do is rematches with Roman Reigns. So now we have Extreme Rules rematch. Bobby Lashley, Roman Reigns. Who do you see on this?
Reigns twice
cleaned
Bobby Lashley?
That could happen. See, I was thinking somehow they were going to have a DQ count out in a triple threat match. That's my of what could happen. Even though I think I would see a fair one-on-one fight against Lashley and Lesnar, but who knows, man. But you might be right. The whole thing might be shaken up with fucking Strowman, dude. I mean, that could very well happen. You know, he got the money in the bank, or money in the beast, or whatever he called it. Monster in the bank.
After he threw him off the cage, he has no current feud now.
That's right.
He didn't even start one day. He just did a little promo backstage. Said that the he thinks he can cash in at any time. And I feel like he's going to mean that Monday that wasn't there.
So that was July 27th for you, and we'll put it on the
July
Facebook. July 30th. So, okay,
yeah,
there we go, Monday night.
In so Lennon may not make it this summer.
Hey, so that could very well happen, man. Down
Third off with a bang.
Start off with a bang. And then the match they had with AJ. And,
yeah, that's awesome.
you were very high on
Almas,
yeah.
I mean, I would mind seeing a rematch at SummerSlam, but I have a feeling it'd be a fatal four way at SummerSlam for the title.
Who do you think is going to be in there?
AJ, Almas, Orton, and Joe.
Joe or not Orton? No, I figure it's going to be a triple threat. U.S. title, because he's got the feud going on with Jeff Hardy right now. You're almost ripping Jeff Hardy's ear off. Jeff Hardy, and yeah, that was brutal. Yeah, and Jeff Hardy's on Twitter saying he will get his revenge and all that stuff.
See, well, I saw a rumor that Jeff was taking time off.
He was supposed to because he was back up, but
that's what I was thinking. Okay, Warren's.
Yeah. For this out, I don't think it's going to be either. To not want to make a big deal about the announcement, I think we're going to have AJ Styles versus Mr. 619 himself, Rey Mysterio.
Because
it'll be a good way to promote WWE 2K18. You got the cover and the special character, Rey Mysterio, and him returning back to WWE. I'm telling you, I think it's,
I forgot all
it would be Ray Ray. I mean, I'm 100% sure on that. Nobody's 100% sure. But I have a feeling it's going to be.
Yeah, that's actually
that should be the main event right there.
Yeah,
Mysterio versus AJ.
That is a dream match.
Yeah. So they've had a match, you know, for Five Star Wrestling or whatever in the UK, but we've not seen it in the States in a big format like WWE. So
yeah, that's genius. Almost as genius as my Strowman idea.
Hey, that's what man. Need to send us some.
Yeah, you write SmackDown all right for
me. There we go. I'll do it.
They clearly need help for all. And I think Heyman's writing is a shot in the right direction because, I mean, some of the stuff that Heyman did in ECW was way ahead of his time. So,
I mean, Heyman also did, you know, he was writing he was writing for SmackDown back in the day.
Yeah, and
when it was hot. Yeah. Hot SmackDown, so
also Lesnar ruled the roost when he was right down.
What's that?
Lesnar ruled the roost of SmackDown.
Yeah,
on SmackDown too.
True. You gotta have something to do with Brock Lesnar with him, though.
That's a boy.
Yeah, that's what it means. I don't know if Eugene. I don't know where he's at. I don't know where he's. If he's living an hour away. We're still waiting on Eugene. Let's call it 7:10.
Somebody will call it 8:10.
Maybe. So, that's probably what will happen. But yeah, man, SmackDown. Let's talk about that, dude. That was brutal. If you were saying about
it. Yeah, it made my stomach turn. I've seen people get their ribs of the piercing sticking out far and have him just think on it, and you could see that he was stretching it out. I don't know if the whole time, but when he first grabbed it, you definitely tell he stretched it out. That made my stomach turn. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. The way the card looks, do you think it's going to look a good pay per view? You know, we got Ronda Rousey versus Alexa Bliss. Do you see Ronda finally winning the women's championship?
Yes, even though that doesn't excite me.
It doesn't excite me neither, but it might excite some of the.
Exactly,
girls and the
girl
fans.
There's a reasoning behind it, and I understand it.
Which Ronda's first figure was released. Her first figure was released.
Yeah, back after.
She's got the Barbie doll, or whatever they call them, Mattel.
Yeah,
thing.
I know
it's not Barbie doll.
Natalia has one.
Yeah, they all got, yeah. I actually got Macho Man coming out with that, too, which is pretty cool.
It'll be like Barbie and Ken.
Barbie and Ken. Hey, they were take a John Cena and Nikki Bella that they unveiled during WrestleMania, but the whole I don't know if they're back together or what. They're back together. If anybody, we're Killer Gob. If anybody wants to call in, the podcast is open. Which Scott always puts the number where you can call any time here at the podcast. The number is 657-38-30152. I read it.
Yeah, you read it.
All right, the number is 656. The number is 657-383-0152. I don't know why in the hell I have 38. Sometimes you look at the numbers, you're just 3802.
We know we're going to get Miz and Daniel Bryan.
Miz and Daniel Bryan, which that was the shit they did with having the remorse, I guess the funeral of Team Hell No was like, wow.
Yeah, that was well, and then Brian coming from behind to attack him because he knew he had security out there. So he finally got to punch him in the face.
Yeah, so we'll see if he gets his revenge over.
So you're going to have, regardless if Lesnar drops it at the Raw that he's going to be on, you know you're going to get a Universal match. You know you're going to finally get a Universal title match.
And probably get a new Universal champion.
Yeah. You're going to get a title match, and you may see the return of Hogan. You may see the return of Rey Mysterio. SummerSlam's shaping up.
So are you saying, Scott, that we might hear this at SummerSlam?
I am a real American. I fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
We might hear the real Americans. My dogs are going crazy right now. See, they're excited about the whole show returning.
Yeah, they sounded like they're pretty stoked about that real American song.
Actually, my wife just pulled outside. She told me, I said, please get in here. Your dogs are going crazy. And I swear to you, my girl dog is not getting abused. Sounds like she's getting abused in there. She's crying. But, so it could happen, man. What else is going on in the world? We're sitting here trying to kill some time until he calls in here.
I saw a little fun fact today that AJ Styles has held the WWE title for 250 plus days.
Longer than Johnson.
Brock Lesnar has held the Universal title for over 250 plus days. This is the first time that both world champions both shows have held it for that long, John Cena and Batista in 2009.
But who's the champion that only works?
Well, yeah. It's pretty
I get you.
I think it was 2009 or 2008.
It pisses me off that Brock Lesnar and CM Punk's record. And it's like, dude, really?
When the WWE champion breaks his record, then I'll say something. Because, I mean,
yeah, Russell titles.
Yeah,
it's a
whole different title, so I'm not even really worried. But he's the longest reigning Russell champion because he only did 8.
Nobody's had a damn rematch for it either.
And like Lesnar, when he drops it, won't get
we have officially here on the Rage podcast have made it. We don't have no, say so in the WWE or whatever. We here at the Wrestling Rage podcast have made it. You use a Universal title, you don't get a rematch. That's the bottom line. Finn Balor has not got his rematch. Kevin Owens did not get his rematch. Bill Goldberg did not get his rematch. And you're right. Brock Lesnar won't get his rematch. And so whoever wins the title, don't expect a rematch after you.
Unless you're Roman Reigns.
Yeah, unless you're Roman Reigns. Yeah,
he gets all the rematches he will want.
People are they're thinking, wow, these motherfuckers do not like Roman Reigns.
Cool, because not that I don't like him.
He's a good athlete, but
I hate how he shoves.
Can push, like, Charlotte's the same way. They try to push Charlotte, which I'm glad they're giving Becky Lynch. That was something I was going to bring up in a minute.
I forgot.
Finally, Becky Lynch is going to be back in the title picture. She deserves
it. Ever since she dropped the title, she hasn't been in the picture.
No, I mean, she's been Charlotte's sidekick. I mean, that's what Jim Ross was saying. He's like, she's been sidekick since Charlotte came over to SmackDown. And Charlotte's had the championship and all that. And Ellsworth thing, we're going to talk about that here. Man, Ellsworth was hanging for a while.
Yeah, he was.
He had a back, he gave him a back brace. The whole Hollywood held up there.
I'm more worried about the blood flow rushing to his head.
Yeah. And I started kicking him afterwards. Like, you know, I'm feeling good. Which he hit on Facebook. People kept saying, hey, James, I'm hanging. They kept blowing his Facebook up. Hey, how am I thinking? But yeah, that was. Did you finally think Austin was going to win it?
I did, yeah. But I don't get.
Everybody escapes from the shark cage. You've already had that done with Enzo and Moore. Why have a fucking shark cage?
Yeah, Ellery, when he was in the shark cage, he drops on the altar.
Yeah.
Screen, and then Jericho, he was the sexy pinata. He dropped the lead pipe, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he dropped the lead pipe to Owens.
Yeah, Kevin Owens.
Yeah. But I think it was another Roman Reigns title match. No, I think it's Seth Rollins.
Yeah, because Rollins. Jericho went on to beat. But yeah, man. So James Ellsworth, I mean, he was knocked down.
Well, I would say since Carmella's moving on to somebody who's not supposedly as dominant as Asuka, I say she doesn't really need Ellsworth. So hopefully that means he comes beat down.
He will be up four feet down. He's already committed to that. Do you see him over in the 205?
I'd love to see him in 205.
Or Tim and Delaney, we saw the video.
They're supposedly getting a tag team division together.
Yeah.
So maybe they could.
I've heard the tag team division was going to be.
I'm okay with
that. Their tag matches have been, you know, six-man tag.
Yeah, you got
so, Lucha House Party. Kind of that Lucha Cruiserweight style trio titles, which would be cool. Would be something different that they don't have is a trio title. Which is,
they really don't. No, they don't have a trio title. Have they ever had one?
I think they have. I know it was very short. But
speaking of live, that Leo Rush kid is unreal.
Yeah, I've watched some Leo Rush in his Independence days, man.
He is unreal, and he's only been doing it for, what, 3 years, I think that's what the announcer was. Not
no, he's been doing it for a little longer.
He's only been working.
He said that to make him look a little,
yeah,
you know,
right.
But I think it's like maybe 4 or 5, but he's been doing it a little longer. Now, he won the Ring of Honor. You know, the Ring of Honor does that tournament where they give somebody a contract and stuff like
right.
that. He did win that. I forget what it's called. He did win that. He was worked for Ring of Honor for a while because he won that, and then he had the opportunity to go to NXT. And then he put his foot in his mouth.
Yeah.
I get to the Emma and Asuka situation, which I'm surprised he's getting pushed like he is now. Which, like I said, sometimes you can't got that good of a talent. You can't really
not absolutely
punish it because you know
lights. I would love to see him and Alexander go at it.
I figure you will. So as Cedric Alexander, I figure the release of him today.
Segway.
Nice title. I love if you hear me talk about figures. I'm a figure collector in my man cave, and that's all you see is figures.
But there was one thing that we did was the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah,
Caitlin.
Caitlin returns.
Yeah.
I mean, she's all tattooed up. She's solid brunette now.
I didn't even recognize her. Had they not said that they were former WWE diva Caitlin, I would have never.
Speaking of Caitlin, she's getting trained. She didn't even say if I did the damn school. But the promoter, the guy's trainer, I do some graphic work for him. I was actually trying to get Caitlin in the pod a while back. Maybe I can hit him up and say, let's get her on there and talk about the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So,
but it's awesome to see her back.
It is. It's, was there any form former WWE women? And
the one that was in CM Punk's cult.
Yeah, okay.
Serena D.
Serena D, yeah, she was. But, I mean, she was more of a manager role, but even though in the Independence was huge in the Independence, but she never really wrestled much in the WWE. Caitlyn's a former two-time
Divas champion.
I mean, so a lot of people have already said that because she said she's coming back very soon. Maria, she might be turning in there.
Yeah.
And if Maria gets turned in there, one of those two is going to be on Classic.
Yeah. Do you give it to somebody that nobody's ever heard of, or do you want to give the Mae Young Classic to somebody?
He was in it. Right. Brian Kendrick didn't win the Cruiserweight Classic. He was in it.
And like two of the big names in the Cruiserweight Classic, neither of them won it.
Zach Jr.
And
Kenny Omega's
Gold
Lover partner.
I'm blanking.
Yeah, I know who you're
but
talking
you know
about.
Who I'm talking about. And everybody listening to the podcast are probably like, "Hey, this is his name." But I'm blanking on it. I cannot remember it.
Look it up on Google.
No,
here.
No, I'm not. I've already made an ass.
That's the right. That's what the pot's all about. Making an ass of yourself.
Well, yeah, they were the two biggest names because I remember they were the two odds-on favorites to win it, and two of them won it because they couldn't get a deal done with them. So basically, I think it's whoever they can deal with.
Yeah, and
like,
Tyson,
she is now in NXT, and she won the first Mae Young Classic at NXT Takeover Brooklyn 4.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Oh yeah. Spoiler alert.
The rematch.
She gets her rematch for the NXT Women's Championship.
And it's also a rematch of the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah.
So. It was her and Taylor at the NXT the Young Classic that ended, and so that's going to be unique, and it's going to be. The NXT Women's Championship. If she wins it, do you see Baylor switch over to Raw? Maybe feuding with Ronda Rousey?
I don't think she would feud with Ronda Rousey as much as they would.
Team her?
Yeah, I think they would slowly form in the Four Horsewomen, because I think they called themselves in the Horse.
The MMA Four, because they've already signed the one girl.
Yeah. And I believe that she's in the Mae Young Classic as well.
Yeah.
I saw three new players were released, and I believe she's one of them.
I saw a former two-time UFC champion. The name was at the Performance Center. This weekend training at the Performance Center.
Who?
I forget his name. I know he's won the UFC title twice. Let's see here. Let's go to the dirt sheet. LordsOfPain.net. Free plug.
I remember when they were the Dirt Sheet, they realized that they were copying and pasting.
He was at the NXT Takings and all that stuff, so.
That'd be cool, because he's actually a monster. I mean, he made Brock Lesnar look small, so. Have you ever seen Kane?
Yeah,
he's a monster of a man.
Did he fight Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, he beat Lesnar for the title.
You got a training at a performance center that's beating Brock Lesnar in a real fight. how crazy is that? Oh, man, sometimes I can't get my words out right.
I couldn't. I still can't think of it.
It's going to bug the shit out of you,
is
it? Oh, Lord.
And it's going to tell me when I forget. Kota Ibushi.
Ibushi, yes. The Golden Lovers. The
right?
Golden Elite.
Believe it or not, that's like what I Googled is Golden Lovers just because I couldn't think of it. So I was like, how am I going to Google it? I don't know it.
They have the most arc photo and part of that CD, that new CD they have with the Bullet Club. If you open the CD, you take the CD out, it's got Kenny Omega and him like about to kiss. And it's like the most awkward wrestling CD cover on I guess Golden Lovers looked like they were lovers.
Love.
I guess so. The subject you're on the
left. It's the AMB you want to be. We're not going to judge you. We love everybody.
Balor Club's for everyone.
That's right.
Speaking of Balor Club, you know, he's got a new shirt coming. got the LGBT
WrestleMania.
Yeah, so from WrestleMania, which is pretty cool. I can plug this Saturday's event. This Saturday, JF Live to Boomertown. We can't really.
We're
Jersey versus
Boonton,
New Jersey versus.
Typo.
Yeah, if it's not my typo, I copy and paste from the event page. Showdown featuring former WWE superstar. Boonton, New Jersey featuring former WWE superstar Eugene and the stars of the Grimm's Toy Shows. GT Grimm's will be there himself and also all your favorite FWF superstars. Advance tickets are $20. Family 4 tickets are $75. Online only. Friday, July 20th, which is tomorrow. So you can get those tickets till tomorrow. It's a family 4-pack. At 10 p.m., those tickets go on sale. All tickets, day of the show, $30. For info and for tickets, call 201-539-3558. Live at the Boomton Elk Lodge, which is pretty much a VFW. Number 1405. Bell time is 7-9 matches, including 3 championship belts and a fans bring the weapons street fight rated P.
That could be dangerous.
That could be.
If I was a fan and I wanted to bring a weapon, I'd probably bring like a taser.
If I was a fan and wanted to bring a weapon, I would bring a stuffed crust pizza. Eat the pizza while the show's going on.
The
God damn, all right, pizza's gone. The damn match was mean. yes, I would, you know, we did a number 605. We did fans bring their weapons match. Somebody did bring a Domino's pizza. That was the most, dude, I put on it. And here I am, I'm, you know, I'm the GM, and I was like, I was a general manager. And commentating that match too, it's right over Christian Cobain, and the fucking pizza gets on the ground. You know, they're you know, tear a table up now, which you don't expect that in a street fight. Why would they want to tear somebody's table?
Table.
So doing a table spot. Yeah, I know, right? The original. So you know, we're getting off. I'm moving on away, and the next thing I know, I'm sliding. It's very Domino's pizza is very slippery.
But that was probably before their re-invention, though. So maybe the new pizza.
I wonder if they knew that, if they can call and get insurance. You know how you can now, it gets destroyed and shit like that. Excuse me, my pizza got destroyed. How did it happen? I got involved in a restaurant.
That's a weird way to circulate to going into the hospital.
I slipped on it. So.
I mean, I'm sure they've heard weirder things in the room, so I guess that would just be like, that's not so bad.
Yeah, exactly. So,
have you ever watched that? There's like a show where they, it was like sex. People go into the ER just because of accidents that happened during sex.
Yeah. Hey, the Bob Fear and all them guys, they got their show going on. Which. Still waiting on our guest to call in.
It is
8:10. It is 8:10, maybe. I think he's in Minnesota.
Yeah, that would be an hour away.
So, yeah, I think he's in Minnesota. I'm not for sure. But waiting for our guest to call in. But, yeah, man, we got 20 minutes here on the pod. Anything else that's going on in the world of Scott Gibson? Does it know?
No, well, of course, you could always check on Mondays live here on the also work with my good buddy Matt Sayer. I have Matt and Scott's excellent podcast. I think we've promoted it 3 times. Why not 4, right?
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Promotion, you know, I'm on the air. Why is
that? That's right.
We are working on a Facebook page once we get a logo made because we got to have profile pictures. So we got.
Yeah, you guys don't have. The Facebook profile photos.
No, we really don't.
Oh.
But we did record ourselves just in case, so we always had a backup so you could see possibly faces that are not made for
on YouTube. Yeah.
Actually, we are going to work on the YouTube channel. We got some big plans for the podcast and going to try to turn it into something special.
Podcasting is, there's a lot of podcasting out there, but it's something for people, friends to get together, talk bullshit, and let people around, you know, the world hear it. And so
I love doing it. I do as many as people do this with me.
Yeah. I got a network, you know. We got our own network now.
Yeah, actually, Kendra had messaged me. She's like, how many podcasts do you do?
I was trying to talk her into getting into the fitness weight loss.
They should do the exact
same. They wouldn't do it. You know, they've been a good weight loss journey, and I think they should go on and share it.
Mind over 4 pounds together.
So it's crazy.
That's what two best friends can do when they actually put their heart and soul into something.
Mm-hmm. And I sit here and drink beer.
That's okay.
And gain weight. I'm gaining the weight they're losing.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
But that's nice of you, though.
Yeah.
That way they don't get it back.
Yeah, you know, I should get something for Christmas.
You should.
I should. We'll put that
maybe
on.
Maybe that new Sting accent face.
Ooh. Speaking of unique stuff, man, you just brought beautiful WWE champion title here.
I didn't want that puppy.
Yeah, it is a beautiful WWE commemorative champion, world heavyweight championship title. We're going to get that autograph.
That's right.
By Sting.
Goldberg. We're going to raffle that.
We're going to raffle it off. We got three.
Actually, people have never even held that title.
Huh?
We're getting it. We're raffled off.
Yeah, true. True. But, you know, it's a two wrestlers that are, you know, unique in this business. But we're going to raffle that off. We're going to raffle. We got three titles we're going to raffle off. We're not going to raffle them off all night, but we might do online, do some pre-sale raffle tickets. If you want to purchase some raffle tickets, what we'll do is we'll rip the tickets off and we'll actually send you your tickets via, you know, mail, the tickets that you get. We're going to do 120.
I think it's 50 for 20.
50 for 20, I'm sorry.
One for one,
six for five, and
20.
I don't know, but we'll figure it out. We're going to have some unique stuff. The titles are going to be signed. We got two WWE Championship titles signed by Sting and Goldberg, and a commemorative universal title. Now, the raffle is a commemorative universal title because Goldberg did hold the universal title. Ticket started. There's $2 a ticket.
Right.
Because it's unique.
And you left one little tidbit out. If you buy a Wrestling Rage t-shirt,
oh yes,
you get 5 automatic entries.
Six. We give you $5
worth. $5
worth,
that's right. Yes. $5 worth raffle tickets for the championship of your choosing.
Yeah, and you can also, we'll have the Wrestling Rage t-shirts on pre-order very soon on the, we're going to get it. We need to get a website. We'll get a website with some Wrestling Rage, the Wrestling Rage t-shirts. Pre-order up here soon. Folks, I think we might not have a guest for tonight. We're 15 minutes away from podcast ending. Don't look too good.
Yeah.
It's what live television or live sporting can do. So
we got busy like Jeff did.
Well, yeah. So we'll get this straightened out. I do have Eric Sims told me that he said I told him 7:10 to call in, so he has not called in. But check out this weekend's SWF show and tell Eugene if you see him. Come on, watch out, call into the Wrestling Rage podcast. So, I'm on Twitter. I guess we can call it a show. I mean,
yeah,
call it a night. I'm the Chain Man Christian. You can follow me on Twitter at ChainMan316, Instagram ChainMan316, Facebook ChainMan316, and Scotty Doesn't Know over here, everything.
Yep,
Scotty Doesn't Know.
Everything Scotty Doesn't
Know. Check him out this Monday. Him and Matt are going to get in an argument about favorite heroes.
Actually, we're doing a top 10, our picks for top 10 superhero movies. So
top 10 superhero movies. Who won the debate over The Office and Parks?
Well, we got to do a poll. It's basically
all of our.
We both love
I try to watch Parks. It's okay.
Yeah.
But I love The Office. We were just watching The Office before we did the podcast.
That's his argument is rewatchability. And that thing with me is that if I turn on Netflix and it says continue watching, they'll both pop up.
Yeah.
I'm going to put The Office
every single time, man. Yeah, I mean, I can't. If Netflix would or The Office, I think that's the only reason I keep Netflix is because of The Office.
Because
there I got how I Met Your Mother. Thank God for Hulu.
Yeah, I watch The Office and I watch Rules of Engagement and Parks.
Which Rules of Engagement was supposed to be a while back, but they somehow survived in there.
I'm glad they did.
So, and what'd you say? Parks, Rec, Rules of Engagement, and The Office.
Yep.
Watch The Office, The Ranch. There's a lot of shows I watch over and over. Office, The Ranch.
This is basically just two.
Well, I mean, I do watch more on there. I'm just figuring out what else to watch. I used to watch 30 Rock there a lot, but, you know, it got taken out too. So,
you watch Glow?
Yeah, I watch Glow, but I only watch that one season, which season two was very good. But that's a show that I can only watch it one season. You know, I can't watch it over and over. It's not a watching show.
I guess.
Now, I have been watching Orange is the New Black a lot. The last season wasn't last season that comes back on later later on something actually comes back on but there's been watching but I really enjoy The Ranch. Do you ever watch Ranch?
No. I cannot get past the southern accents in Wyoming or wherever they are.
Colorado.
Oh, worse. Why do they have southern accents in Colorado?
It's unique, man. It's unique. Fucking Sam Elliott is hilarious in the show. It's really great.
Sam Elliott is a great actor, though.
Yeah, and he gives boys hell. So, but yeah, man, we'll be back next week, same time.
Yes,
same
until place. August 2nd.
August 2nd, we'll move to 5 o'clock specials. I guess we can. It's a drive home with Wrestling Rage.
Yeah.
New plug. We might do a commercial on that. Move out of the fucking way! I'm gonna watch this!
Oh, I know what we could get. We could get Dennis from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He's stuck in traffic.
Alright, guys, I'm the Chan Man, Chris Chandler, it's Scott Gibson. Thank you for listening to Portland.
Wow, with the exit music.